into your heart. It makes my spirit sing. It makes my spirit sing. Your grace, oh, I hear it call my name. I'm waking up to sing. I'm waking up to sing. Oh, draws me to your heart. It makes my spirit sing. It makes my spirit sing. Your grace, oh, I hear it call my name. I'm waking up to sing. I'm waking up to sing. We will sing.
right, everybody up. That's what we're saying to the online viewers today. Everybody up. So here we go.
It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. Trust me in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. Fears aside, I'm leaving my doubts behind. I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more. Knowing that all you have in store for me is good, it's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. Trust in what you say. Today is the day. I will stand upon your truth.
I will stand upon your truth.
And all my days I live for you.
All my days I live for you.
And I will stand upon your truth.
I will stand upon your truth.
And all my days I live for you.
Happy New Year. What is that? You know?
What is New Year's?
Yeah, what is New Year's?
Auld Lang Syne, man.
I know, that's true. Should old acquaintance be forgot, never brought to mind. That's a really kind of demented song, isn't it?
It's a Scottish.
All those people I met, let's hope I forget them, right?
It's a Scottish drinking song. So they probably wanted to forget a lot of things when they wrote that song. They're
that's
like,
right, yeah. Ugh. All those people that I
said, I'll lift the pint.
Yeah. It's very interesting. So, but hey, it's a new year. But we're gonna start a new series today called The Five. It's not like the same one on Fox Channel. Don't worry. no politics, but we're going to get into some five things. That's going to be really cool, and we're going to be doing that for the first month, the first 5 weeks of the year, to kind of help shape. Anybody got resolutions on your mind? Nope. Anybody got sleep on your mind? There you go. Maybe we can do a little both of those. All right, so we're just going to have a good time here and worship God, start this year. 2017, shouldn't it be 87? I think it was 1987 just yesterday. But
Jack, I would be three.
Well, yep. Now I feel old. That's good. So this is working.
You're welcome. Anytime. That's right.
But no, we're just glad that you're here today, just ready to worship. We want to welcome Church Online. And just God brought us through another year. And for a lot of people, I was just looking at some social media. A lot of people are just talking about how difficult 2016, it seemed like it was just repeated for so many people. 2016 was a very, very difficult year. Mm. And so we just want to lift people up. One of the things about New Year kind of gives us hope, how we can start this again. And that means your taxes, too. So, sorry to
that. Not sounding very hopeful, Jack.
So, I know. Sorry. Hey, we got to do it again. But hey, we serve a God who is above space and time and who is through all that stuff. And he knits everything together. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. All right, Wayne?
That's pretty much it, you know what I mean? So we're just gonna lift up God's praise this morning, you know. I know it's hard getting up and getting here this morning, you know. But we're just gonna worship God. And this song we're gonna sing is called "Your Love Never Fails," you know. And it's just about, you know, no matter how much we change and how much, you know, we're kind of linear, you know, we kind of have to rely on year to year. But no matter what, God's love never fails. He never changes for us.
Things work together for my good.
You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You stay. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the ocean breaks, I don't have to be afraid. Because I know that you love me.
Is with me, and if my God is with me, then whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? We'll sing it now. Oh no, we never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. And even to the light that is coming for a heart that holds on, a glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. And I can see a light that is coming for a heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you. And I can see a light that is coming for a heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you. Now, oh no, you never let go through the coming, through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Oh no, you never let go, through the coming, through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Lord, you never let go of me. Lord, you never let go of me. Lord, you never let go of me.
Lord God, I just want to thank you for bringing us through another year. And God, we know that you have some incredible things in store for all those who love you and call upon your name. And so as we look at something brand new for us, the year 2017, God, we know that you know all things and that you have perfect plans for our lives. And we'll just open our hearts and our lives and just obey and follow you. And so, God, just in the spirit of newness and restoration, will you just pour out your spirit on us gathered here to start this year off in a way that will move us to grow closer to you and to have many others come to know you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. Love to see everybody. Just welcome everybody before you sit down. Just say hey. All right. Happy New Year. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Haven Church. We want to welcome our online church today. and we want to welcome the those of you who got up or maybe haven't been to sleep yet. That's awesome. And we just want to, we're glad that you're here to start this 2017. Wow. It's crazy. Several different things that we want to look at here on our announcements that you can see some of the information coming up. Disciple 3, we will have our kickoff get-together on Thursday, January the 12th at 6:30. If you've not already registered, please do so. Last chance today, as books will be in very soon, so we want to make sure. Communion servers for 2017, if you want to, if you're interested in that, I know there's a list that's going around. You can send that email to Rig or Sarah Mullen. And then Bible study for tween girls on Tuesday, 6 to 8, starting January the 10th. The books are $8.34, and they're ordered. Rachel has the books today. What? You have five books? Oh, they only cost $5. Great. Hey, what a bargain. Starting the year already in the plus, okay? So if you signed up and you want to be part of that, by all means, see Rachel. You also have the contact information. Rachel or Jessica Hash, and also I know Kate Allen's going to plan to that. So if you're interested in that, she has books today for those who signed up and want to be part of that. Angel Tree, big thank you for them. And for Emergency Rotating Shelter, we have 1 week. Joanne? I still have opportunities. Overnight? Overnight opportunities are always plentiful. But if you get a chance and you want to play into the rotating shelter that we are going to have, we have one more week. We want people sign up. I know many aren't here today because of the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So if you want to go ahead and get that in, there's information that you can connect and have that. So we see right here, right now, Monday female overnight. Is that right? Wednesday female overnight. Person for intake on Thursday and Sunday, one female. And I'm sure there's always places to pop in and fill in and other things. So please see Joanne or Debbie if you're really interested in that. So they always start the year off becoming really close, right? but we're thankful for that. Parish Foundation, January the 15th. So we'd love for people to connect with that as well. We will be there. All right. And then we want to remember prayer requests. Jennifer Lugolo has asked prayers for Jessica Klassen. Is that right? Ask if everyone at Haven would pray for her and her family facing a variety of struggles. For youth and chaperones, I know several youth are, well, there's lots of youth that are going to Ocean City, right? Teresa, that's a prayer there as well. Yes?
Prayers for the family of Bobby and
Okay, Bobby Ann Shelton, we want to pray for them. And Sarah Mullen has been very sick. So we want to lift Sarah in your prayers as well. So there's a lot of things going on. Yes.
General Mike Zielinski, a good friend of ours, a business associate, son already has advanced prostate cancer.
Okay. So we want to lift him up. Yeah, Judy's not been feeling well either. Any others to add to the prayer list? Yes, Joe? Right, Gary Aspie, many of you may not have heard with all the Christmas holiday and stuff. Gary went in the hospital. There's Liz right there. And we're still just praying that he gets his blood pressure in a right area so that they can transfer him for rehab. So he's hanging out in the hospital, right? And so we want to go ahead and pray for that to happen as well. Anybody else that we need to add to our prayer list? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We just once again thank you for who you are and who you've been through this past year. We want to just lift up all those who we come in contact with, who we've shared with, who we've been over the year, those old acquaintances. We pray that they won't totally be forgotten, but God, that that everybody we come in contact that can be a ground for you and a place for you to connect with you. And so, God, we just want to come to you at this time. I thank you for the faithfulness of the believers in this church that made this ministry possible over the last year, not only in this ministry here, but in the ministry throughout the world. As we did lots of things as a church over the last year. And so, God, we pray that this year that we will see even greater things done in your name. But God, we also recognize that even though the years change and shift, that sometimes our issues and our concerns just kind of go one year to the next. We have those who pass away, and then we experience their loss. We have those who are dealing with sickness and those who are dealing with family struggles. We also have the joys during January where the youth are gathering in Ocean City to grow closer to you and to get to know you. And yet, God, we also have those who are still dealing with hospital stays and uncertainties, and there's marriages that are in trouble, and there's people that are dealing with depression. And God, we could go on and on with the list. This year, I just pray that you will give us John 10:10. That we will live under your promise that I came that you may have life and have it to the full and to abundance. God, I know I need a dose of that, and I would say that if you were giving out abundance right outside and all it took was for us to come up and say, hey, I need that, that many of us would just run to that right now. So God, as we run to you during this moment, I just truly pray that you give us that love and that guidance and that direction. We seek in this, in what we consider this new year. And may you be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In your name we pray. As we ask this blessing upon your gifts and your tithe and our gifts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Yeah. Your justice flows like the ocean tides. And I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. And I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love, O Lord, bridges to the heaven. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains in air. Your justice flows like the ocean tide. And I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. And I will find in the shadow of your wing. And I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. And I will find my strength in the shadow of your wing. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky.
Good morning. The scripture today is from Jeremiah 6:16 and Isaiah 43:18 and 19, New International Version. This is what the Lord says: stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. Isaiah 43:18, 19. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. This is the word of the Lord. Happy New Year again. Happy New Year. I always think of Frosty the Snowman. Happy birthday. Sorry, I'm still in post-Christmas hangover, I guess you'd call it. So, we had some great Christmas services this year. I think there was over 250, right? Some people here who were here in both our services. And we found out that deodorant was a favorite gift and a non-favorite gift from the kids. So if you missed it, it's online. It was fun. And so, and last week, hopefully you were able to take in, if you wanted, if you needed to hit church, if your kids got you up as early as mine, then you were able to maybe even take in some of the online worship service that we had from before. But guess what? It's a new year. And so new year, new stuff. And we hope, right? Or some of us are like a fine wine, or some of us like an old car. I don't know. You pick which one you are. But either way, our brand new series is called The Five. The Five. And I really like it for the new year, the series. And we're going to spend a lot of this time with the verse from Jeremiah that was just read to you. And so that's kind of a basis for today. And as I said, it is fitting for a new year message because we are standing at a crossroads. Every time we have a new year, there's kind of a crossroads. Things shift. And so we're gonna talk about Jeremiah. Let's see what it says again. It was read to us awesomely. But this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads. In other words, you've got a decision. Look at the person next to you and say, you got a decision. You got a decision. There we go. And we got to make a decision. And it says, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for ancient paths. In other words, let's get back to the basics. Sometimes do you feel like we get in rolling with something and then we kind of get to a point we forget what the basics of something are? Like, you know how, like, where when you first started your job, everything was new and you were, like, paying a lot more attention to things? Anybody remember that? Like, you were really, really paying attention to stuff. And now you kind of do certain things you just do at rote. You don't even think about, like, what you're doing. Anybody ever been in a car and you're riding down the road and you're like, how did I get here? Okay, thanks, and that's nice to know I'm on the road with all of you. Okay, but we have those kind of situations. It says, so ask the ancient past. What's the basics? Get back to the fundamentals. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your soul. Ask where the good way is. Don't you want to know the good way? Because I'd say if many of you are like me, last year you probably took some of the paths that probably weren't the best paths you should have chosen. Anybody with me there? Anybody take a bad path last year somewhere? You want to admit? We'll have confession. Let's start the new year. But there's some paths that I took. I had a direction, and I chose the one less traveled, regardless of what the poet says. Sometimes it's not the one. There's a reason why it's less traveled. But other times, some of the ones that's most traveled, also there's a reason there. But what he's saying is, we get a new chance. We get a fresh start. That's kind of what this part of the year does. And listen to this. This is the promise that I hope that we get in the series. You walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. You'll find rest for your souls. Regardless of everything going around you, that you can find rest and peace for your soul. How many of that, if that's the one thing that you could get going into this year, that regardless, because guess what? I'm going to tell you something. Ready for a secret? Bad stuff's going to happen this year. Are you shocked? Some stuff's going to be real. And guess what? I got something else for you. Good stuff's going to happen this year. Guess what? Crazy stuff's going to happen this year. Guess what? Normal stuff's going to happen this year. You're going to be bored this year. Yay! Do that. I wear your little hat that says Happy New Year 2017 when you're just in complete boredom in the middle of the year. Okay? But guess what? How many of you would love to have peace in all those circumstances? How many would love to have that? So my prayer for you is that you, through hope and prayer, that regardless of every situation, that you will find peace and rest for your soul. Now, last year, in the last couple years, I've kind of started, and I know I did see Jennifer wrote on Facebook about a word for you last year. Remember that? Your word, and to follow that through, the series, some of you have been around for a while, the series last year we started with was better. And that's what we had hoped for, to have a better year. Some of us said, yeah, we got it. Some of us maybe, uh-uh. But this year, I just really believe that God wants, the word that I just keep hearing is God gave me the word deeper. Deeper. That into deeper principles and understandings, that life around you will be crazy, but when we get deeper, I believe that you can have peace. So we come into this new year, and I know many of you may, I ask how many had resolutions. I don't think anybody raised their hand, did you? How many have ever made a New Year's resolution? How many have ever kept it the whole time? There we go. Exactly. And so some of us are very kind of off about, standoffish about resolutions. Why am I going to make it? I'm just going to break it next week. Okay? And so many of us have that. So I don't want to give you resolutions this day, not at all. But what I want to do is give you hope. And what I want to share with you is something, this. Yesterday finished yesterday. Yesterday finished yesterday. And so much we spend our times worried about yesterday. And so yesterday's gone. It ended yesterday. But I want to share with you some famous people who, when they started off, and successful people, when they started off, they didn't do very well. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you what happened, and you're going to give me the person, okay? It's kind of like a Jeopardy thing, and you have to form your answer in a question. Okay, here we go. No, you can just blurt it out. All right. His early businesses failed and left him broke 5 times before he founded a successful company. Anybody got one? Nope. Successful motor company. Ford. Henry Ford. There you go. There's Henry Ford. Did not speak until he was 4 and did not read until he was 7, causing his teachers and parents to think he was mentally handicapped, slow, and antisocial. Eventually, he was expelled from school and was refused admittance into the Zurich Polytechnical School. Huh? Albert Einstein. There you go. Kind of changed the world, didn't he? All right. This person. Teachers told him that he was too stupid to learn anything. That's a great teacher, isn't it? As he was then fired from his first two jobs for not being productive enough. And he made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing things. Albert Einstein. There we go. Thomas Edison. Sorry, I was still on the other one. All right, this one right here. He went to war as a captain and returned as a private. That's not good, right? What else did he do? He started numerous failed businesses and was defeated in nearly every run he made for public office except for one. Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Let's look at this person here. This person, she was widely regarded as a failed actress and a B-movie star. Her drama instructors didn't feel she could make it, telling her to find another profession. I'll give you a hint. Redhead. Lucille Ball. They didn't love Lucy, okay? This person was a singer, and Jimmy Denny, the manager of the Grand Ole Opry, fired this person after one performance, telling him, "You ain't going nowhere, son. You ought to go back to driving a truck." Elvis Presley. How'd that work out? All right. And this group, when they were starting off, a record company, after hearing them, told them no and said, "We don't like their sound, and the guitar music is on the way out." Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. And last one, this person was actually cut from his high school basketball team. Michael Jordan. That coach probably has never seen a basketball team ever again, all right? So what I'm saying is there are a lot of people who start off in an area and they try to be successful and they fail. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, said he has failed more than he succeeded. He said it only takes one time to succeed. And so, as we've gone through this last year, so many of us get caught up in yesterday and areas we failed. And it stunts us from the success stories. We have so many of them. Because yesterday ended when? Let's say it again. Yesterday ended when? Yesterday. So we can do what it says in Isaiah 43. Forget the former things. This is kind of like that old Lang Syne, right? Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, God says, I am doing a what thing? A new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Anytime the scripture talks about streams, it means new life. God promises to bring new life in what seems to be your wasteland. In other words, it's like what Jeremiah 29:11, which isn't up here, says. God has a plan for you to prosper, to give you hope and a future. So as I said, I believe the word for the year is deeper. And I believe God wants us to go to a deeper place. I believe he wants us to go deeper in love, deeper in wisdom, deeper in understanding, and deeper as disciples. Disciples. And in order to do that, I want to share with you somebody who I believe is one, if not the top person on leadership in the world today. His name is John Maxwell. Anybody ever heard of John Maxwell? Hey, John Maxwell is definitely known as leaders. He trains corporate business people. He was a pastor at one point, and just is really, really good on things that he shares. And in leadership, one of the things that he shares is something that I've come across, and he's written books. You can see on YouTube him speak of this. Rule of five. Anybody heard him talk about his rule of five? Anybody? Okay, this is really, really neat. But he says, what you find about successful people is they do something consistently every day. And he uses this illustration. And did somebody ask me a question? Okay, here we go, right here. I got this. An axe. He said, say you have a tree outside, and you go out, and you hit it five times. One, two, three, four, five. Put it down. For the day, go in. You come back out the next day. You hit it five more times, right? You put it down again. Go back. The third day you come out. You hit it five more times. Put it down. Go back. Come out. Hit it five more times. What eventually happens? It falls down. Now, if it's a smaller tree, it's going down quicker, correct? If it's a bigger tree, it's going to take a while, but you're consistently doing that. How many have ever chopped down a tree with an axe? How many were exhausted and you had to, you're hitting it 50 times, you're going, and you go back again. He says, often what we do is we approach life like chopping down a tree in one day, like trying to chop down a redwood in one day. We hit it, and we get so far, we just stop. Anybody ever done that? You get into something, and you just stop, and you're just like, it's never going to go. But if you do it every day, and what they show, successful people do something every day, the same thing, a little bit of the same thing every day. Every day, when we do something every day in a pattern, it's called having a life that develops discipline. Discipline. And I believe that one of the things that God is calling us to is calling us to develop a deeper discipline. A deeper discipline in Him. And so today what I want to spend time doing, very briefly to start off the new year, is an intro to the five. It's an intro, and then we're going to unpack these the rest of the series. Sound good? Because that's what I got for the new year. Okay? Here we go. What's the first thing you've got to do? You got to find your five. Find your five. You see five blanks there? I'm not giving them to you. You need to come up with them yourself. And I'll explain why in a little bit. Think of five things. You can start right now. Think of five things, five activities that you do in your life that'll make your life improve or make it better. What are five things that will make your life improve? Just off the top of your head. They may change and shift. That's fine. If you look at Proverbs 17:24, it says this in the Good News Version. An intelligent person aims at wise what? Everybody, what is it? What do they aim at? Action. Circle that word, action. But the fool starts off in what? Many directions. Doesn't this sound like the beginning of the year when you're doing resolutions? I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to make money. I'm going to go ahead and be an entrepreneur. I'm going to go ahead and take singing lessons. I'm going to go and read 15 books in the first couple months. I'm going to do this. And you're here. How successful do those resolutions become? They start to trickle off, and break down. So here's what you end up having. So the wise man or woman heads in a wise action. Aims at wise action, but the fool starts off in many different directions. A resolution is basically this, a decision. And although we need to make good decisions, how many of you ever had your parents or had somebody tell you you need to make wise decisions? You do. However, so many of us make wise decisions but never make wise actions. We think about it, we talk about it, but we never, ever do it. We never follow up decisions if we don't have wise action. We got to do something to get out there. And I just want to give you a couple as you're still working through those right now, as you're coming up with your five. For instance, one of the greatest things, I know that my life improves better if I take time to pray and read my Bible. I know that it happens that way. But if you are like me, life will interfere with that at times. Am I right? It will interfere with it a lot of times. Like, for instance, I also know that my life is better when I spend free time or date nights with Melissa. I know my marriage is better. Anybody with me there? Where it's not where you're just meeting together because you have to, but you get to do something because you want to. Right? Remember the dating days where you just spent time together because you wanted to? All right? I know that... Yes, when we have the vacations and the things where I spend a lot of time with my kids, it's awesome. But I also know that in 2016, I failed to spend good time with them every day. I know they'd rather have their happy father daily than the one who is stressed and maxed out every day and get relaxed dad 1 or 2 weeks a year. You with me on this? Everybody understand where I'm going with this? And I also will tell you, my life is much better when I have time for me. Okay? When I take time just, for Christmas, Melissa got me an Apple Watch. And it has this really annoying little thing there that every once in a while will say, take time to breathe. I'm like, and I go, I got time to breathe. You know how messed up you are if you don't have time to breathe for a minute? And if you try doing it, it seems like 8 hours. Would you come on? I want to get the thing going up there. Oh, you did it. Yeah, thank you. Now I can get back to not breathing again, right? That's how we live. So these are some of the things that you may prioritize. Some of you may be like what I'm working on right now, having one list of five for my personal life and one list of five for my work life. Because everybody, guess what? How many of you took off a day or so from work or your place shut down for one of the holidays? Guess what? I got a secret. It's going to be there when you get back. And it's going to be more of it when you get back. Am I right? Everybody's excited about that. Happy New Year. Here's all your work. But guess what? It's there. And guess what? The moment you and I leave this earth, or the moment we leave a position, somebody else is going to fill it. And so we need to take time to breathe. Number two. So the first thing is find your five. And hopefully you wrote down some of them. Number two. We need to prioritize your five. Every day, prioritize. If you can't do it every day, do it every week. Take 5 minutes and just prioritize. Once you have your list of five, say, let me look at those. Let me look at those. And I'm going to tell you the best way to prioritize them. Put them on your calendar. Give it calendar time. Because you give priority to calendar time. Like, my calendar is now synced, and I have stuff that's popping up and telling me, hey, you got to do this, got to do that. For instance, in order to have calendar time, you need to have thought, you need to have time, and you need to have effort. That means being intentional for success. Look at what it says in Psalm 90. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In other words, there's another translation that says, teach us how to spend our days. The truth is that so many of us are bombarded by so many things, and there's a lot of stuff to do. But there's only really a few things in life that you do each day that really matter to you. There's a tons of trivial things that happen, and a ton of those trivial things end up, if you're like me, robbing you of what you really want to do, the stuff that you really want to put on your calendar. Like the things that I mentioned before, spending time with your spouse, spending time with your kids. You know, I believe it's so important that this year I am going to put God on my calendar. Specifically, I am going to put God on. So when it pops up and if somebody says, hey, can I meet you for breakfast or whatever time that is, I say, sorry, I have an appointment. I'm going to block out God in my calendar, and God's going to take my calendar, and it's going to pop up on my watch and my phone and my computer and drive me batty. And it's going to be a little bit different. Say, don't have time today. I'm canceling God, okay? So I want to challenge you to do that. Some of you have heard this illustration. You know, like big pickle jars? You know what I'm talking about, big pickle jars? If you fill them with gravel, like you put gravel in them, it's still not full. There's still space in there. So you can go ahead and you can pour sand in there. Right? So you pour sand in there, it works all the way through, and then it's still not empty, you can still pour water in there, and water will fill it up. And you can have all that contained in one pickle jar. But let me tell you what happens if you do that in reverse. You take the same amount of water, not more, you take the same amount of water, and you pour that in. And then you put the sand in, and you try to get those rocks in, they won't fit. The problem is not the quantity. It didn't change. What happened is we put them in the wrong priority. And so many times we spend time with the water and the sand in our lives, those emails, those texts, those other things that just keep coming and keep coming, that we forget the big things, the rocks in our lives. And so what I believe is one of the most important things to do with these five is to prioritize the way that we need to place those in there and put them together. So we have those two. Number three, enjoy your five. Don't put something down that you think is churchy and nice that makes you look good that you're going to hate. Don't put something down that you hate, because guess what? That's what we call New Year's resolutions. We don't like to do what we don't like to do. How many of us ever said, I want to lose weight for the new year? Anybody? That's one of the most popular ones. What happens to that one? Chocolate cake. Ice cream. Am I right? Chicken wings. Getting hungry? Somebody said beer? Okay, I heard that one. So, all right, so there's nothing there. But there's a lot of things that we have that before we know it, oh, man, there goes my resolution. We're done. We're done that's there. I know, and I want to use exercise as an experience. I have never, like, been one of those people's like, yes, it's time to exercise. I love it. Woo! Like, sing a show tune. I'm going to exercise. Here I am. You know, that's not who I am. That's just not who I am. Now, what I learned is when it became a discipline, when I paid money for someone and I made an investment to have that person create something for me, I decided that I could have paid all the money I want to a person and say, okay, help me lose weight. He can give me whatever plan, but unless I'm there doing it and making a discipline. And then what I found out is I started to enjoy some of the things. I found out I could meet people. I could talk to them. I kind of enjoyed the results afterwards of the discipline. I'm still not one who's like, woo, let's go run 85 miles. That's not who I am. But I enjoy parts of it. There are so many people that don't enjoy reading the Bible. And I'm going to tell you why you don't enjoy reading the Bible. Because you haven't found the right plan for you in reading the Bible. There are so many plans out there now that you can have on your phone. You can have it on your computer. You can, if you want to go old school, with a book and you can write stuff down. There are so many. Today on our Facebook page, and hopefully I'm going to go ahead and eventually get that, we're going to get that on our webpage, is the one-year Bible. And you have like 4 verses of scripture. You can read through the whole entire Bible in 1 year. But not just read through it. You can experience God's word. And I'll tell you, the first 4 up there on our Facebook page today. Go ahead and take that out. Or if you don't like that, you can. There are some really cool ones in all kinds of different translations that will remind you. And they will tell you, slacker, pick back up. You know, they will tell you whatever you need to do. And you can hit that button and catch it up so nobody but you and God know. It's really awesome. Some don't like prayer. Some of us don't like prayer. I'll tell you why you don't like prayer. Everybody want to know why some of us don't like prayer? Because we had somebody teach us way back when, this rigid thing that we were afraid that if we say something wrong, that God is going to part our heads with a lightning bolt. But prayer is simply talking with our daddy and having a conversation with God and talking to him and setting that apart. And not only talking to God, but shutting our mouths and listening to what God said. If you took your prayer life as a relationship with your best friend or your wife or husband, how good is that? It's a one-sided conversation sometimes, or it's only talking to us when we need something. And God wants much, much more than that in our relationships. Next week, I am going to talk about spiritual disciplines, a couple of the spiritual 5. That's what we're going to talk about, our spiritual 5 that I want to share with you. And these are going to be things, and my goal is to have things that you can help enjoy your relationship with God, that you can enjoy reading the Bible, that you can enjoy prayer life. I'll tell you, one of the things I love, I'm going to be honest, there's a lot of things about being a pastor I just hate. I don't know if you ever heard that in the pulpit or up here. There's a lot of things I just hate. I don't like drama. I don't like meetings. I just don't like a lot of stuff like that. What I do like is I love the Word of God. I love Bible study. And one of the things I love when we come together, one of the things I love more than anything is getting together with people and seeing the Word of God open. And some of you may have seen some of that joy that I have during disciple Bible studies and how I just like, it just seems to take me in another realm. I love that zone. I love that area and seeing God's Word come alive to people. And it's an incredible thing. And don't get caught up that there's things that I don't like, because guess what? Your job, there's things you don't like either, am I right? So, as happens. Look at what it says here. And this is a great prayer for us as we look into this year from Hebrews chapter 12. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us do what? Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, And I love this terminology, the author, the creator, and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured a cross. For the joy set before him endured the cross. How did Jesus do that? He threw off everything that hindered him. And when we say, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, that doesn't mean that we go, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Doesn't mean that. It means we look at Christ for our example. We see how he did it. How he did it. And how did he do it? How did he look at the cross? How did he look at the pain that he was going to experience? The suffering that he's going to experience? Because he fixed his eyes on the joy that was set before him. What was the joy? It was you. It was you and me that he saw that reconnection, and he was able to endure all that suffering for you because of the joy. Number four, everybody okay? Number four, you're not going to like this one. You've got to fight for your five. You've got to fight for it. You got to fight better than Ronda Rousey did the other night. You got to fight for it, okay? It won't be fun. You're going to have to fight for this. You're going to have to be disciplined. Remember that list of failures? Henry Ford? Abraham Lincoln? What would our country have done without Abraham Lincoln as president? Huh? Can you imagine that? What if he said, yeah, I'm just going back to Nebraska. It's been fun, but I'm a failure. What if Michael Jordan never picked up a basketball again? My dad would have been happy at Duke when they played North Carolina. Right. What about Winston Churchill, another person who lost every election except for the first time he was elected as prime minister? And guess what? He lost again, and he ran again and won again. All right. What about those people who had failure after failure after failure? What if they never went ahead and continued? Just think if Edison had bought into what his teachers told him, we'd be sitting in here in the dark. Or with candles, right? Okay? Just think about how all the things that happen. You need to fight for that. You need to be disciplined. The Bible says, who can find a faithful man? Hebrews 12, verse 11 tells us this. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but what? What's the word? Painful. Painful. I hear Mr. T from Rocky 3, pain, right? That's what you hear. Discipline is not fun all the time. It may seem as painful. It may seem as painful, but look what it does. It produces a harvest of righteousness and peace. Didn't you guys say if you could have peace, you would want that? How do you get it? Through adding discipline to your life. Number five, evaluate your five. Evaluate. Do this regularly. Do this daily. Do this weekly if you can't do that. You may look and that the five you write down, it may change a couple times. You may need to adjust it. You may need to redo it. You may need to start from scratch again. Why do we break resolutions? I'll tell you why we break resolutions. Because we make them, we try them, and then we forget them. So if you take 5 minutes at the end of the day or even during the week and just say, hey, let me evaluate these five and see how I'm doing. Do this for your marriage. How am I doing with this marriage? How am I doing this with good time and positivity with my kids and my family? How am I doing in my job? How am I doing in me time? How am I doing this here? And you keep asking that. I tell you, the result, if you don't have it, is pain and hurt. Look at what it says in Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. Brothers, the Apostle Paul says this about discipline. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. In other words, he says, I haven't got it all together yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on to the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. He forgets and strains, focuses forward. So we have our rundown right here today. What's our rundown? You need to find your five. Prioritize your five, enjoy your five, fight for your five, and evaluate your five. Now what? I'm going to tell you at this point, you can do all this without God. Have you noticed that? You can do all this without God. But we need more than that. We need the X factor. We need the boom. What is that? And I want to share that with you in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. It's printed in your bulletin. I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe him. It is that same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and has seated him in the place of honor in heaven. In other words, how great is God's power? It's for one reason, to help you. To help you. That's why the power of God is here, to help you. So what I want to tell you this, the all-powerful God who created this world and this universe wants to help you achieve your five. And here's what he said, here's what I want to tell you. Don't try a resolution, but commit to a life revolution. A revolution is a takeover in a completely different direction. Allow God to take over in your life and be in a completely different area. In John chapter 10, as we started part of the service in the Message version, it says, and if you're a smart person, you'll want to buy into this, I came that you may have real and eternal life, better than you ever dreamed of. How many want a better life than you've ever dreamed of? It's what God offers. What God offers to us. It's exactly what the Lord offers to us. Look at what it says in Romans chapter 8. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Look at what it says, that same translation in the Message version. Best thing you can do is give it a decent burial and get on with your life. Just give a decent burial and get on with your life. But we want more than that. We've been intended for more of that. So what now? What is the big what now that we have to do? We have to rely on God's power and his Spirit. And we need to do it now. Remember, wise action, not wise decision, wise action. 1 Peter says, because Jesus was raised from the dead, we have been given a brand new life and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts when? Now. The future starts now. To get the most out of your five, you got to have wise action. You got to find your five. You got to do what? Prioritize your five. You've got to enjoy your five. Fight for your five. Evaluate. And start today by hitting the tree. And don't try to knock it all down today. There's a lot of days in this year. You got a lot of days to knock that tree down. Just start with one hit after the other. Amen? All right, please stand if you would right now as we pray, and then we're going to go ahead and have the altar that's open for you if you need any special prayer to start this year. Lord God, I just thank you for bringing us through another year once again, and I pray that as we begin this new series, the five that in them, God, that it won't just be a program where we say, hey, here's our five. Hopefully we can do better and hopefully everything's good. But God, that we can really have a revolution, that we don't turn over a new leaf, but we turn over a new life. And that new life is in you. And so, God, give us the life that you would have intended for us. For all the hurts and the pains and the sorrows of last year, for the joys that we even had that we were riding through in those years. God, let us just forget the former things and press on to the goal that's before us in Christ Jesus. Let us become one in you and one in the ministry here at Haven Church and around the world. For this and all things, we give you praise, Lord God, and we ask your Holy Spirit to minister to us now. As we open our lives at this moment and say, hey, Jesus, I really, really, really need you. For some of us here, we feel really distant. We're not connected. We're disconnected. We're frustrated. We're depressed. Whatever it may be, God, I just pray that we will just embrace that we have new life in you. Touch our hearts, God. Heal our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.
fountain where living waters will flow. Jesus, you're all I need. Jesus, you're all I need. You are my life. May you be lifted high. There is no other like Jesus Christ. You are my strength.
Awesome that God never changes. We do, and the years do, and our bank accounts do, and everything does in this world, but he remains the same. Jesus Christ, one of my favorite verses ever, is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can put our hope and trust in that. So next week, our message next week will continue, and it will be right here. Our front five, we're going to go with the front five, the ones up front that we got to have to really start this. And so make sure you come back. Everybody, hopefully that you're waking up in this new year. Have a great new year, and hopefully I pray that God brings you every blessing that you need. Amen. Have a great one. The promise of